WPHM. You're waking up with Paul Miller on 1380 WPHM.
In our veins, talking about what might happen on opening day. Where the man's calling for southwest winds, gonna have to change my plans. Guess I won't be hunting the power line. I'm moving to the boat seat stand.
Opening day is tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Firearm deer season here in Michigan. It's a big deal. In fact, it's not going to be southwest winds. It's going to be northwest winds, and it's going to be cold out there, but that is not going to keep thousands of people from heading out in search of the big buck tomorrow. Joining us right now is Sergeant Doug Decker from the Port Huron Police Department. Doug, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
This is a big day and a big deal, and good time to remind people about firearm safety, because there's a lot of people that haven't picked up a firearm since they went out last year.
Right. You know, it's a big event here in the state of Michigan, and it's always good to have a refresher on firearm safety anyways, just all the time. You know, we just, a week ago today, we were doing some training for our special response team, and even though we handle weapons all the time, we're carrying them, we go to the range. Every range day, we have a list of range rules, and we read them. And it's just a good reminder to tell everybody, get on board, be safe, how we handle the weapons. Let's no horseplay. Let's not have any accidents. We don't want any injuries or deaths.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are some of the things we need to remind people about?
Well, there's big four rules. Treat all firearms as if they're loaded. So regardless if somebody tells you it's okay, it's empty, go ahead and check it out. We always believe that a weapon's loaded. There's a laser rule, so the muzzle of the weapon. We don't want the muzzle of the weapon to cross anything we're not willing to destroy, injure, or kill. So that's very important. Be sure of the target and beyond. This is a big thing now with deer hunting, right? So where are you hunting at? Is it on state land? Do you have a big chunk of private property? You know, are there houses? Is there farm property? Are there other hunters out there? Maybe you're hunting with a group, and I wouldn't even say just deer hunting. You know, you get pheasant hunters go out and stuff, and you're working these fields. You need to know where the other people are and stuff, and when you're shooting. And really, I think one of the most important rules, and I'm not saying you can violate these other rules, but this one, keep your finger off the trigger and outside the trigger guard till you're up on target and ready to shoot. It's a mechanical tool, really, is what it is in your hands. And mechanical things fail. So you could say, I have the safety on, it's all right, I'm going to get a jump on it. No, that finger has to be out of that trigger guard.
Yeah, good advice. And as far as the storage of your firearm.
Right, so there's some important things. Gun safes. I'm a big proponent. I have a gun safe at home. And a couple things. It keeps kids away from that. It keeps people that are over, that shouldn't handle firearms, that aren't familiar with them, all right? Or if there's alcohol, maybe you're having a party, it's not like, hey, let me show you this gun. Because people tend to do those silly things.
Right.
And I've been there where they go, let me show you this. And I'm like, no,
yeah,
it's
this
all
is
right.
not a
and
good
like,
time. To,
Don't
yeah.
worry, it's unloaded. No, yeah, just leave it locked up.
Right, exactly.
But you're keeping thieves away, too. And fire and water damage if you get a good gun safe. If you don't have a gun safe, you know, there's gun locks, there's trigger locks. If you're using a trigger lock, certainly the weapon has to be unloaded. And I would recommend it's kept unloaded anyways. A lot of people say you should store your ammo separate from where the weapon is. And another important thing about ammo, make sure you're using the correct ammo, ammo that's in a good state of repair, you know, that's not old and that. So you don't want to mix up ammo in that. And again, we're trying to avoid things, negligent discharges, the gun just accidentally goes off, a round jams up in there, and unintentional death and injury. It's just so important to try to do that. Unsafe use, so I've already kind of touched base, drugs and alcohol, stay away. They shouldn't be used around there. Safety equipment, shooting glasses, hearing protection. If you're at the range shooting, a ball cap's a good idea. Ball cap keeps brass from maybe coming down and getting in the face and causing an injury. But certainly glasses are a good idea. And even for hunters, shooting glasses are a good idea to have out there and stuff. Maybe you wear some gloves, long sleeve, and that to protect any bare skin. Certainly,
yeah. There you go. You should, like I said, if you haven't picked up a gun in a long time, maybe a little refresher course is a good idea. Some training, right?
Training's good, and everyone says, "Hey, I don't know." You know, I grew up around guns all my life, and I grew up around them a bit, and I remember being kind of an irresponsible teenager at times, and not handling them safely. Training reminds us again, just like I say our range days, what are the safety rules? How do we use this specific firearm? Maybe it's a firearm new to us. So you might have a weapon system you haven't used. You're not familiar with how to load or unload, where the safety works. There's hunter safety courses. And now that's a requirement for anyone, I believe, born after 1960. They have to have that hunter safety class, right? Another thing, CPL classes, if you want to carry concealed. NRA offers safety classes. So, and you can see a lot of stuff online, too, you know, just by Googling and that. And you got to pick and choose. There are some people I go, wow, that's a little out there, your shooting techniques, but there are some good people. The Blue Water Sportsmen's Association is a very well-run club, and they offer a lot of classes, hunter safety and NRA safety classes.
I guess before you head out for the hunt, you got to make sure that you know what the law is, right?
That's right. Motor vehicles, so transporting. They have to be unloaded. They should be enclosed in a case or carried in the trunk, okay, away from that area. Also, if you're a CPL holder, you can certainly carry your pistol in the vehicle with you. And the violation's a 90-day misdemeanor. And remember, when you're out there hunting, you can't be within 150 yards of an occupied building or dwelling or barns, and that, unless you have permission from the homeowner or whoever's renting or living there. So, and that's just good sense to stay away from buildings. You know, you don't want to be shooting into a residence or a building where somebody might be at.
Absolutely. And then there's a requirement for a hunter safety course, right?
That's right. So anybody, first-time hunters born after January 1st, 1960, you have to take a hunter safety course. Kind of nice. You can take part of it online, and then maybe you go to a local range. And there is actually a field part of this, you know, where they do some shooting in that and handling. Oh, and before I forget, first aid kits. If you're a hunter, take a first aid kit out there. It could be because you have an accident. It could be somebody else. And if you're at the range, have a first aid kit. Our department, we have first aid kits set up. We have them at the range. We do some other things where we notify our local dispatchers that we're at the range shooting. So if there's an accident and you hear us on the radio asking for help or calling, they kind of have a heads up and they can let responders, first responders know what's going on. But a first aid kit, you know, could have a tourniquet, some field dressings, and little things, Band-Aids for small nicks and cuts, and maybe some ibuprofen and things like that. So certainly.
Not a bad idea. And I think just one other thing, if you are planning on hunting in the next couple of weeks and you're not accustomed to doing so, you know, make sure that you've got your cell phone with you and know where you are. It would be so easy. This happens from time to time. Somebody gets lost out in the woods. They're not exactly sure where they are, or they have a medical emergency and can't describe their location.
Right. And hunters and stands, that's another thing. Safety equipment up there, you know, whether it's harnesses and that, and blaze orange. Be visible. That's the other thing. Be visible to other hunters so they don't mistake you for that deer. People get a little excited. They get out there, and it's a big thing, like you said. And, you know, have that hunter's orange and be visible and let people know who you are, you know, recognize you.
Starts at dawn tomorrow. Firearm deer season runs through November 30th. Two exciting weeks here in Michigan.
Good luck, hunters.
Thanks a lot, Doug. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks,
Sergeant Doug Decker from the Port Huron Police Department with us on WPHM 20 past 8 o'clock now.